Blog Talk Radio.
Show. It is my absolute pleasure to spend the next 30 minutes with you talking about a very important topic. We're moving on down the line in the emotional bailout program. But before we start our discussion, I just want to make a comment about how beautiful the weather is in the springtime. We are already into the spring season. Time waits for no one. We are moving right along, whether we are ready or not, here it comes. And I just want to send my prayers and condolences out to all of the locations who have had very severe weather and tornadoes, the Dallas area recently, and then prior to that, several weeks ago, was in Indiana in Henryville, which is actually close to where I am in Indiana. And I want to send prayers and condolences out to the families who lost a lot. And I have absolutely given to just about every organization, the Red Cross, and in every manner in which I can help, I have. So I am encouraging everyone who is listening to the sound of my voice to please, please help those who are in need as a result of the catastrophes, because we've got to pull together as a nation, as a community, and that's what we should do, and hopefully more of that can happen as we go forward. So we are in the spring season, and that's what spring season brings about, is turbulent weather, and that's what we have to deal with and try to help each other in the process. So keep everyone in your prayers, please, and moving on, I want to talk this evening about principle number 7, which is lifelong learning. Now, lifelong learning is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. Now, I know you've heard the old adage that you're never too old to learn, and you've also heard the old adage that you can't teach a dog new tricks. Now, which one of those would you prefer to believe? So I'm going to have to go ahead and quote Henry Ford here right now, because it's one of my absolute favorite quotes of all time. Henry Ford said it best when he said, whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right. So whichever one of those old adages you want to grip onto and hold on to as truth, then that will be your truth, because I personally truly believe that you are never too old to learn. As a matter of fact, there is a ton of scientific research that supports that. And actually, research shows that when a baby is born, a baby's brain actually generates double the amount of nerve cells that it needs to function in the brain. Double the amount of nerve cells that it needs to function. And the cells that receive chemical and electrical stimuli, which is, of course, use, they will survive and remain healthy, and the other cells just die. So as we age, I mean, when we're young, of course, we're very active and our brains are very active, and as we start to age, we, I guess, get lazy, and, you know, I hate to use that L word, but it's a fact. We get lazy and complacent, and we get in our comfort zones, and all of that stops, and we just sit down, and we refuse to learn, especially when we come out of high school, and some of us come out of college, and we're done. And we feel like, well, I have my job, I'm in my career, so, you know, I'm pretty much good to go. But that could not be further from the truth. There are 89% of people who are currently in jobs that they hate. Now, these are not stats that I'm making up. These are stats that I have researched online, and this is true. And it's really sad that not only are we not embracing lifelong learning, but we hate our jobs. So that puts you in a position to not seek out other avenues that are stimulating for your brain, which is not good. And I'm sure you know some tons of people who shortly after retirement, they pass away because their brains are not stimulated or they were miserable doing their work. So there's really no reason for their brains to continue to function. So they either have a stroke or a heart attack and they pass away. So scientific research supports that lifelong learning is absolutely necessary. And it's also a fact of life that there's many, many reasons that brain stimulation should continue throughout your entire life because it adds to longevity. Now, the brain itself continually adapts, and this is just research. I mean, this is not stuff I'm making up, but the human brain is able to continually adapt and rewire itself. So, I mean, that old adage about you're never too old to learn, that's why I embrace that, because human research backs it up. The brain it adapts and rewires itself with new brain cells. Even in our old age, it can grow new neurons, which are brain cells. It can grow new neurons and brain cells when it's necessary. So if you are trying to embark upon a new venture, or if you want to go back to school, learn a new trade, or whatever the case may be, it's possible. It's possible. Many of you may know my story, but some of you don't. But I spent 28 years in a corporate career, and this is a very compelling story. It was actually featured in Ebony Magazine back in August 2010, and I spent 28 years in a corporate career, and I was only there for the money, and we all know that money does not buy happiness. So when I finally took control of my life, because I was in that job because I wanted to make everyone else happy, and I basically was allowing others to form my identity. So when I decided to just step away from that, and it didn't matter what age I was. I mean, I'd been there 28 years, so you can do the math. I wasn't very young, but I certainly wasn't old enough to just stay there and retire and die, because I wanted to live my passion. And I always had a passion doing this work on the side, personal and professional development. So I stepped out of corporate America, and that was the best move I could have made. When I was in corporate America, I was very introverted, I was very shy, and I have learned new traits, new skills, new attributes, and I have absolutely, totally turned my life around because I was committed to lifelong learning. And lifelong learning is a continual educational experience that utilizes not just your educational experience, absolutely, that's very important, your academic educational experience, but it also utilizes your relationships and your life experiences, and all of these things can contribute to how you embark upon lifelong learning. Now, there are a lot of people who would tell you that you never stop learning. And others will say, you know, just like I said, it's never too soon to learn. Whatever phrase you want to use or however you want to look at it, there are so many reasons why we should continue on our lifelong learning journey. One of the main reasons, and I'll just give you a few, is that it sharpens your mind. Continuous learning helps to keep your mind sharp. It improves your memory, especially as you grow older. And it's a known fact that learning in general has beneficial effects on the brain. You can Google that, and there are tons of benefits that you will find that can have a positive effect on your brain as you age. Research has shown that people with more education are less likely to have dementia in old age. Nobody wants to experience dementia. And just like your body requires exercise to stay fit, well, guess what? Your brain requires exercise to remain healthy. You know the old adage, use it or lose it. If you don't exercise and work out as you grow older, guess what happens? You get fat. Your muscle cells deteriorate and just waste away and die. And that's exactly what happens to your brain cells. And the best way to improve your reasoning and cognitive skills is to continually learn something new. It gives you confidence. Sometimes when someone has not stepped out of their comfort zone for a while, and you know that happens once you get that job and you're satisfied, you know that job inside and out like the back of your hand, and you have not taken on a new challenge or really applied yourself to learning something new, then you may find your life is very unfulfilling and it's just drab. And there's a fear there. Lifelong learning sometimes is very fearful, but you've got to learn to overcome that fear. My acronym for fear is failure expected and received. Don't be afraid to try new things. You gain confidence in your ability to learn and share the information with others. You gain confidence in who you are and what you have to offer. And then what about your interpersonal skills? We all want better relationships, and the only way to have a better relationship is to sharpen your interpersonal skills. Lifelong learning can take place anywhere. Much of your learning will take place where you meet other people. And the opportunity to socialize can help to greatly improve your interpersonal skills. And you may be a very shy, introverted person like I was, but this is an opportunity for you, again, to step out of your comfort zone and learn something new. And when you're in learning mode, you are engaged in life, especially when you're in a networking situation and you're learning and meeting new people. You're engaged in those around you. And when you share what you know, you help others learn and further enhance your own learning capabilities and your relationships. Now, what about your career opportunities? I'm going to repeat that statistic I just quoted earlier. 89%. That is huge. 89% of people hate their jobs. So, lifelong learning gives you an opportunity to enhance your career opportunities. If you have aspirations, so for everyone who has aspirations of moving their career to the next level, then lifelong learning is essential and very much needed to be part of the package. Not only can learning enhance the skills you already have, but it will provide you with the opportunity to learn a new skill or trade and improve your chances of career growth. The more you know about your current company, the industry, current events, the more relevant your skills are to your organization. So even if you're one of those people who like your job or you don't like your job, lifelong learning can give you many, many opportunities within your existing environment, whatever your career choice is. It sharpens your ability to communicate, and when you can communicate well, you know that is absolutely the key to so many different opportunities. When you learn, you generally employ the skills of reading, listening, writing, skills essential to your ability to communicate. Because human communication is such a large part of our daily work life, it is a skill that most employers seek in their new hires. And I'm also going to tell you this, because I was in corporate America for so long and I was in management roles. Employers today are not just looking for employees who are very good at their specific job skill, but employers are now starting to look for, because I tell you right now, the competition is fierce out there, so you've got to rise head and shoulders above your competition. And the competencies, the soft skills are really starting to become extremely valuable. Now, I talked in one of the previous principles Principle 5 about designing your plan, about a resume, and most importantly, a job portfolio. Very important. Competencies are just like that. And I mentioned competencies in that principle because when you can communicate well, when you have great interpersonal skills, when you are a team player, a leader, when you have these type of skills and you can manage your stress and manage your emotions, I encourage you to look up emotional intelligence and learn as much as you can about that. And all of this information is in the Emotional Bailout Program. And I'm going to encourage you to purchase the entire program. And for those of you who go through all nine principles, you are going to get the program free. So I want you to keep that in mind. So lifelong learning is not just something that is going to enhance your life, but it's also something that is going to enhance your career. And even if you're out of a job right now, you don't have to sit around and do nothing. This is a great opportunity for you to learn, for you to learn. Lifelong learning helps to fully develop your natural abilities. We all have innate natural abilities, some of which you may not even be aware of, and they may not be readily apparent. And once we're no longer working full-time, if you're out of a job, that's when we have the opportunity to fully explore and develop these abilities. Find a hobby. When I was in corporate America, I was doing this work on the side, and I knew that I loved this work. And then I started to notice kind of a shift that this work that I was doing on the side, it was really fueling my soul. I would jump out of bed every morning anxious to do this work. So just keep your mind open. Lifelong learning, it requires an open mind. An integral part of lifelong learning is the free exchange of ideas and viewpoints among other learners. There is nothing like listening to or taking part in stimulating discussions to help you see the other side of an issue. And that give and take opportunity to, and I don't want to call it a debate because it doesn't have to be that, but sometimes some people really get stimulated by debating discussions. But this give and take opportunity to share ideas, share opinions, it opens your mind and brings you to a whole new level of enlightenment. Lifelong learning can also create a curious, hungry mind. That's great if you're curious and hungry. The more hungry you are, the more you're going to feed something. It increases your wisdom. Lifelong learning enables you to put your life in perspective. It increases your understanding of the whys and the whats of previous successes and failures, and it helps you to understand yourself better. We more fully develop the wisdom that can come to us as we age later in life. And I'm going to tell you this, too, because this is something that I posted on my Facebook wall, and for me, this is it's a very important point. And I also talk about this in my workshops. Just food for thought, something that I came up with, and I truly love this because I know it's true because I'm a poster child. I've experienced it. When we're in school, we learn the lesson, right? We learn the lesson, and we go through a semester of school, or if we're in high school, we go through the school year, and we learn the lesson. And then at the end of the semester or at the end of the school year, we take a test, right? The test is going to test what we learned while we were going through the lesson. However, in life, we get the test first, and then we learn the lesson as a result of the test that we've just been put through. Now, I hope you understand what I'm saying when I refer to the life situation. When we're going through obstacles and tough times and difficult times, that's called a test. And once we get through the test, if we are paying attention, we have an open mind, we understand, we get it, we know what life is all about, that's when we learn the lesson. And if we don't learn the lesson in life, guess what happens? We will continue to go through that same test over and over and over and over again until we learn the lesson. Now, I know there are so many of you out there who can relate to that. How many times, ladies, I'm going to pick on you just for a minute, how many times, ladies, have we went into a new relationship with a guy and it didn't work out? But we went into another relationship with a similar guy and it didn't work out. And then we go into another relationship with a similar guy and it didn't work out. So you get the picture here. So the point I'm making is you keep going through these tests because you're getting the wrong guy. You're choosing the wrong guy, but you haven't learned the lesson. So when you learn the lesson, that can take your life to a whole new level. So just keep that in mind as we talk about lifelong learning. And some of the other some of the other things I want to point out as far as the benefits of lifelong learning, it just makes the world a better place. Because when you're learning and you're in learning mode, you just feel like you have something to offer the world. Everyone wants to feel like they are a benefit and a value. Through community service aspect of lifelong learning, older learners can give back to their communities and to the world. Maybe you've spent 30, 40, or more years interacting with the world, and what you've learned during that time can be translated into real value for the betterment of society. Your wisdom, your insight, it's all tangible benefit to the world around us. It's human capital that you can use in your personal growth, as well as maybe you may want to move into a potential goal. Maybe you have a goal of writing a book. Maybe you have a goal of public speaking and sharing your story. Every one of us has a story that we can share that can help others. It gives meaning to our lives. Sometimes it's difficult looking back on our lives, but lifelong learning gives us the benefit of real perspective and enables us to find true meaning in the hills and valleys of our past. Sometimes we just absolutely refuse to let go of our past. We've had so many obstacles and so many hurt and pain, and we're still holding on to bitterness and anger and all those toxic emotions that I talked about in principle number 4, clearing the clutter, chaos, and confusion. We've got to let go of that, and if we focus our attention on something more positive like lifelong learning, it can help us learn the true meaning of a very valuable emotion, which is called forgiveness. So this is something that you really need to take a strong look at. It also keeps us involved as active contributors to society. No longer content. Who in the world right now is content in sitting in a rocking chair on the porch just, you know, waiting for your time to pass and you just move on to the other side? There are a lot of baby boomers in our society today, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, generation in our nation. And baby boomers are really leading the pack when it comes to 50 is the new 40, and 40 is the new 30, 60 is the new 50. So I encourage, hey, baby boomers, keep it going, lead the pack, whatever it takes for you to show everyone that no matter what your age, or what's your economic status, or what's going on in your life, your obstacles, we're not a strain on society. You are still an incredible asset. Lifelong learning also helps us make new friends and establish valuable relationships. Now, no one enjoys loneliness. I understand that. And when I gave the example earlier about continuing to go into the wrong relationship and you're trying to get the test but you haven't learned the lesson, take a look at that situation. Just stop and assess what's going on and why it's going on. I know no one wants to be lonely. And through lifelong learning, older adults are meeting new people all the time, forging friendships and relationships, and enjoying an active social life. It's a brilliant way to keep in touch with people, meet new friends, enjoy life surrounded by the company of folks who are truly embracing the excitement of their life, and even in later years. There are so many organizations that you could become a member of. There's just so many benefits that lifelong learning will bring about. And you can even design a plan that is totally focused and centered around lifelong learning. Commit yourself to putting a plan in place to have a lifelong learning journey. Choose to keep learning alive throughout your lifetime. You don't need to attend formal educational institutions for this process. There are so many small ways that you can do this, which I just, you know, talked about some of them. And as we go through and think about some of the things and resources, I just want to talk about that for a second for the next few minutes of the show. But keep books readily available. I can't tell you how important it is to read a new book. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out, 900-page book, but just keep a book. I love to read the Bible. I love to read motivational books. I love to listen to motivational tapes. Another thing is to keep a to-do list. It doesn't have to be major tasks, but just small tasks that will really help to stimulate your brain. What motivates you? Write it down. Meet new intellectual friends, friends who can really stimulate your learning and guide your thinking. Albert Einstein once said, any man who reads too much and uses his own brain too little falls into lazy habits of thinking. So you've got to use your brain and ensure that your brain is involved in the process. Simply studying the wisdom of others isn't enough. You've got to think through the ideas. Spend time journaling, meditating, or contemplating the ideas you've learned. That's going to help you to learn the lesson. If you keep doing the same mistake over and over and over, you're getting the test, but you're not learning the lesson. And put it into practice. Skill-based learning is useful. It's very useful. But what good can it do if it's not applied? Reading a book on the web isn't the same as actually designing a website. So think about that as you design your hobbies and design what really motivates you, as opposed to just doing something just to pass the time away. Whatever you want to do, you don't want to just pass the time away. You want to do it because it has true, true meaning for your life. And learn in groups. Join some lifelong learning groups. There are tons of resources out there, and I have to just say, because we're coming up on our last couple of minutes of the show, that there are tons of resources in the Emotional Bailout Program, and I encourage you, please, to reap the rewards of this program, because it is a fabulous program, and this is one of my favorite principles because it is very important. It does help to keep your education alive and keep your brain stimulated. So as we come up on our last 90 seconds, I just want to make sure that you understand. I love quotes. I absolutely love quotes. And I mentioned when I started the show that I said that we're already into the spring season, and we are. And time flies. It really does fly. But I want to leave you with this very, very thought-provoking comment. Yes, time flies. Time certainly does fly. But remember, you are the pilot, and it's all in your hands. So I thank you for joining us this evening. Please come back next week when we will hit principle number 8, which is how to design and have a healthy support network. Thank you for listening, everyone. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and I will see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.